HarperCollins presents The Pearler's Wife by Roxanne Dand. Read by Madeline Highland. Chapter 1. From the deck of the SS Oceanic, Maisie Porter looked down on the wharf. The bugle sounded, signalling that all guests should curtail their farewells and go ashore. Her father had already averted his face and was walking away. "This is it, then," she thought. As she watched him vanish in the distance, she could not say if he would miss her. She hoped so, but in her heart she doubted it. Over the week before setting sail, Maisie had felt she was being edged toward a precipice, that her days with her family were counting down like the number of nights until Christmas Day. And now here she was, off to Australia. The bugle sounded again, and the ship slid into the stream. Her mother hadn't bothered to see her off. Up until the last moment, she had wondered if her mother might have made the effort, if only for the pleasure of seeing her go, to give the final shove that propelled her over the cliff edge, permanently out of view. A few weeks ago, Maisie hadn't even known her cousin Maitland existed. Now she was on her way to marry him. She hefted the leather bag at her feet and stood staring at the dot that was her father in the distance, traces of panic rising inside her again. Her heart began to pump hard against her ribcage, like a fist. When she was a child, Maisie had thought her father was like one of the old leather reference books that lined his library shelves, something to touch only when allowed, and to consult on rare and weighty matters. But like the books, he was solid and dependable. Although he was never a man to show his affection, she felt his loss like an engulfing wave. A steward, tall and portly in his dark uniform, appeared at her elbow, startling her. He looked at her closely, in a way that made her feel exposed, like a curiosity at the circus. She became instantly conscious of her unfashionable travelling clothes, the heavy shoes that rubbed against her heels, the felt hat that couldn't quite contain her disobedient hair. Then he blinked and smiled, a tight smile that turned his eyes to slits. "May I be of assistance, miss?" His grim reproval washed over her. She knew that her face telegraphed her discomfort. She felt colour flood her cheeks, like the sting of the face slap her mother had given her when Maisie tried to protest the arrangement. She swallowed the lump in her throat. "Might you show me to my cabin? I am travelling without my family, but I am to share with a Mrs. Wallace." He consulted his list and squinted in the gloom. "Miss Porter."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?